The Warriors will host the Lakers on Wednesday night at Oracle Arena, coming off a pair of road games, the second of which a Sunday matinee in Minneapolis against the Timberwolves, where Kevin Durant fueled the attack, a game-high 39 points to go with 12 rebounds. Klay Thompson helping push the action, adding 21 points in what was a competitive game throughout, while Draymond Green with 10 points, 8 boards, and 7 assists, as Zaza Pachulia had 16 points and 11 rebounds, but the Wolves take it 109-103 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
We're just in the midst of a tough stretch, and I'm really proud of our guys. Thought they battled again tonight, and we just didn't have enough left in the tank, but very pleased with the effort, and you know, we'll get some guys back here hopefully in the next week or two, and then very confident with where we're heading, but just in a little bit of a tough stretch.
I know about the challenges, obviously, facing you guys. What do you kind of think some of the shots? Like, I know KD and Klay had to get them up, but it seemed like some rushed, maybe.
I thought we forced some shots. I thought we rushed some shots. But, you know, guys are trying. They're as long as the effort is there, I'm fine with some bad shots. It's just more than anything, it's, you know, we just looked a little tired. We looked like some we had some good ones, too, that didn't go. But it's, you know, it's a tough part of the schedule, 3 and 4 nights in 3 different cities and flying all the way across the country yesterday. So with a team that's missing, you know, 5 guys, whatever. So I'm thrilled with the effort. We just couldn't quite get it done.
What was the decision to hold Iguodala? You know, it was a game time. You guys decided
that. It was pretty simple. The trainer just said he can't go, so we didn't play him.
Just given how versatile Towns is, what's kind of the challenges that come with that defensively?
Well, he can step outside and make a 3, and he can go down inside and score on the block. So, very versatile offensive player.
What do you see from Zaza tonight?
He's great. Zaza was great. I mean, it didn't shock me. I mean, Zaza is so professional. I know things haven't gone his way last couple weeks, but he's been working, you know, every single day. When we landed last night, he went straight to the gym. I mean, he keeps up his conditioning. He stays ready all the time. He stays positive. And so I'm thrilled with Zaza, with JaVale, with all these guys, Looney. They all stay ready. They understand that this is a job that has to be manned by many hands. You know, it's a center by committee, and they're all ready to roll.
What do the next couple of days look like for you guys? I mean, I know.
Take tomorrow off, practice Tuesday, and then kind of regroup and see who we're getting back. You know, we'll get better news with Andre and David, hopefully, and Steph, and go from there. But we'll just see how it works out.
Nick obviously played later on, but what feedback did you get as far as his back and everything?
He was sore at halftime, but he said he could go, and he gave us minutes in the second half. So I think he's fine, but you know, we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Draymond's great contribution to this team and how much he does for you.
Oh, he does everything for us. He passes, he defends, he rebounds. He gives us our emotional edge. He's a tremendous all-around player.
And here's what we heard from KD afterward.
No, we're supposed to always play with effort. That's what our job is. That's what's required of us. So that's what we do on a night-to-night basis. You know, obviously, we wish we could have had some shots go down, but there's no more victories if we had a good chance to win the basketball game.
As all things considered,
they made tough shots at the end of the game.
What's the biggest issue tonight?
They made tough shots at the end. Towns hit some toughness. I think he did a good job of making him shoot over top of us, but he had some toughness in it.
We step out and a lot of guys out. I mean, you took 32 tonight. Klay took 22 shots. Is it just kind of one of those nights?
Yeah. You don't come into the game, to a basketball game, predicting anything. So I didn't wake up saying I'm going to have to take 30 shots. You know, that's what happens. You know, I got good looks all night. Coach wanted me to be aggressive. He called my play a lot. He called my number a lot. And tried to go out there and play as hard as I can and knock down shots. But they didn't go in, but we still had a good chance to win a basketball game. Klay had that wide open 3 in the corner. We down 1. Great look. He usually knocks it down. So that's just how the ball bounces.
Look like oblique was banged up. Now you're icing your shoulder.
Kevin, on that note, like, you're making shots, or shots aren't falling, or calls aren't going your way, just through all those things, how are you approaching it overall?
Just move on to the next play, and, you know, be confident that the next shot going to go down.
From Zaza later on.
Played great. Finished well. Played great defense. You know, he gave us a huge spark off the bench, so he had a great, great night for us.
About 25 minutes in this one. How is he finding his way in some big moments? Quinn Cook.
He's still finding his rhythm, trying to figure things out. It's weird not having, you know, Steph out there, Draymond and Andre and D-West and Jordan, and you know what I'm saying? So we're missing a lot, and we're just kind of playing on the fly each possession, you know? So and then Quinn has been up and down in the G League. So it's something we got to deal with, something that we just got to figure out and work through, and it's been actually been pretty fun trying to figure things out throughout the game. And everybody's just, you know, coming together even better. We lost two in a row, but, you know, the energy on the bench was great. The coaching staff has been digging down deep, trying to find things for us that'll work. Because, like I said before, our offense is predicated on Steph and Clay kind of, you know, running around the three-point line, knocking down three-point shots and spreading out. And, you know, without Steph there, you know, Quinn is asked to do a lot. So, you know, it's definitely a different dynamic when you have, opposed to Steph Curry, and then having Quinn Cook. So he's doing a good job of stepping in and playing extremely hard, and I'm proud of him.
These are strengthening moments for the team, trying to figure out this together?
Most definitely. I mean, this is, you know, the season is always a tune-up for the playoffs, and, you know, we'd have won this game. We wasn't going to, you know, spray champagne in the locker room and be excited on the way back to the Bay. So on the loss, we can't hang our heads. So we just got to keep playing, keep working, keep figuring things out, and we'll be fine.
Kevin, to your point, when you're playing without Steph and Andre and all those guys.
D-West.
When you're doing that at this point in the season, what's it like trying to find a rhythm knowing that in a month you're starting the playoffs?
As a team?
Yeah.
I mean, because we're a veteran group, and we got high IQ players that just know how to play. You can plug D-West back in, Steph, Andre, and they know how to play. And they're watching the games as well. So, and, you know, Steph is the system here, and he's been, you know, a part of this since Steve Kerr's been here. And D-West knows how to play, won a championship with us last year. Andre's the same with, you know, same boat as Steph. So, you know, those guys are smart, and we're looking forward to having them back because they definitely change our team and, you know, get us back on, you know, what we want to do out there as a basketball team, because we have a system in place that, you know, maximizes everybody's strengths. And, you know, you can see if you take a few guys out, it's just a totally different game. So proud of how everybody's trying to figure it out, and, you know, just got to keep working, man.
And as the Warriors head back to the Bay Area, there are two games in store at Oracle Arena this coming week. On Wednesday, the Warriors take on the Los Angeles Lakers, and then Friday, the Sacramento Kings visit. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.